Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say in these last few days. He has so much to share to us in our heart. As He speaks to us in our heart, the Lord thinks of all things, like I always say, like He always have me say, He thinks of everything. And He thinks with precision. And He cares about us deeply in every way. He loves every person. And I know for a fact the Lord is doing all He can to help men come to Him. We need to pray for everybody that we love. If you're going to minister, when you met every pastor, every minister, everyone who ministers God's word to people, do it with all of your dedication. Be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit to see what He may whisper in your ear for them. The Lord wants us to catch what He's saying. If we're in a seeking mode, if we're inquisitive about the wonderful things of God, He doesn't have to talk loud. Our spirit man is reaching out, and He'll catch it. And that, my friend, is faithfulness. You can operate according to faith if you have faithfulness. If you're seeking first the kingdom of God, your potential of receiving God's word is much higher. But if we think in a religious tone, then we'll tune it out and not receive what God has to say, which will make the greatest differences in our lives. And that's what's been happening for years. Now, some people, they really want to know God. But see, when people are satisfied with any answer, if they're not after the heart of God's word, they don't seek anymore once they're satisfied with an answer. Unless they see more light. Every time I see more light, every time I receive more knowledge, I'm so thankful that I receive that information. And it causes me to feel curious. What else am I missing out on? But the Lord is wise. He ministers life to us at our pace. And as we as much as we can receive, He will give it to us. Another factor is pride. Sometimes the more you know, the more apt you are to be in pride. Not necessarily so, but in the world, the more people know, they tend to walk in pride. And they get used to people bragging on how smart they are. And then it turns into, I want to be the smartest man in the room. In God's house, that you can't do that. You learn as much as you can to be as faithful as you can. See, all of your motivation is to love, to serve, to be a blessing, to help others grow as fast as they can. And you're not in competition with people. But in the world, people get in competition battles. And the Lord is limited to what He can share with people, because if they get in pride, then they become ineffective. They become an enemy. See, pride is opposition. A proud heart is opposite to God's heart. So whatever we learn, we're learning to be a blessing so that we can be a greater blessing. And that's the heart of God. That's how I know Him. Everything He shares with me is information to help other people grow. Now, this is something that will happen as you endeavor to learn. And as you learn, you're going to grow. You're going to learn things. And it gets exciting to you. And when you're around people that appreciate it, you talk about it. And you're edified. And with the right people, it's edifying. And you know, wherever two or three of us are gathered together in Jesus' name, He's in the midst of us. See, when the right people come together in life, they can have a conversation, and the Lord will be in the middle of it, and it's edifying. They always grow, and they develop, and they learn, and it's a blessing. And the enemy tries to dissolve the strongest relationships. When you have friends that, when y'all get together, y'all talk and edify each other, everybody's growing stronger, and the Lord doesn't waste anything. The Holy Spirit knows that this is a position of strength for everybody involved. And while He has everybody together, iron sharpens iron. He causes us to grow together. He says things that everybody can appreciate. And it's no competition, just the love of God in the midst. But when somebody gets in pride, you'll know it because the Holy Spirit backs off. He resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. And He does. I've seen Him do it. I've experienced it. There were people I thought would appreciate the knowledge of God, and they get upset. They get offended. Preacher, who in the world are you talking about? There are people like that. I'm sorry. But God loves them, and you love them. But the Holy Spirit responds to the people's heart. Never forget that. If they have a proud heart, He'll resist them. He'll convict them if He can. But if they harden their heart too much, they won't respond to the conviction. And they'll continue to be sour against somebody knowing more than them or seeming to understand more than they do. Now, sometimes we understand things because of the anointing that's on our lives. The Lord has to prepare us for the next step. And I've seen ministers and Christians get in competition with the anointing, not only on my life, but on the lives of others. And they start comparing. And the Word of God tells us that comparing our wisdom against each other is not wise. Be as wise as you can be. Learn all you can. And thank God for that grace. It was a gift. Whatever God helped us learn, whether it was because we were believing Him for knowledge or because He gave it to us to minister to others by the anointing, it's all a grace. An answer to our prayers because He loves us. And we ought to use that information for godly purposes only. Not to ridicule somebody else, not to show somebody else up, but only to be a blessing. And whatever you do in this life, there's going to be people that misunderstand. Now, Daniel told us plainly that none of the wicked will understand, and they will do wickedly. But that's not God's fault. God loves everybody. He deeply loves everybody. But He responds differently according to people's faith and their faithfulness and their humbleness. He gives grace to the humble. Now, the humble are not, sometimes the world has the wrong definitions against the things of God. In some people's mind, a humble person is a person that just let people run over. Some people, it's a person that's just poor. They feel like they have no voice. They feel unimportant. That has nothing to do with being humble. And sometimes the words say, well, he humbled her. Or somebody humbled somebody. You know, they made them go silent or something. Humbleness of mind and humbleness of heart is not weakness. It's more like King David. The Lord taught me that being humble is being obedient. The desire to be dedicated and obedient. That's the humble person. Because He put it this way, He said, when you're humble, you got to consider who you're being humble to. A person can be humble to their will. They can be humble to God. They can be humble to a college professor. They can be humble to an atheist college professor. And they believe everything he say, and they agree with him, and they try to help him. They think he's wise. And they can act humble towards him. And they can appreciate him because they're on the same page. But if a person is humble to God, that means that they love God like he loves them. And they're willing to love others because they love God. And they love his wisdom. They love his will. They love his word. And when the Lord speaks, they love the life of God. And they're humble. They're receptive. And they're faithful. They don't just receive the word, they act on it. And see, when you treat the word of God responsibly, when you act on it in faithfulness, and the Lord know you love his people, he'll teach you things that you need to know. And when he see that you really love his people, he'll teach you things about people. And see, that's how I conquered the world system. I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people. And the enemy was trying to attack my life with temptation. He was trying to get me to see women in the wrong way. And I didn't want to see women like he was suggesting. I didn't want to lust after women. So I asked the Lord my questions, and I asked him to show me how to kill the problem. And then the Lord taught me how to stand, not give in, but resist it, and I did, and it works. And he also taught me how to, I conquered it by loving people. I love every person. And I said, Lord, teach me how to love all women beside my wife as a sister, as I do my sisters. And I prayed that way and confessed the word of God until it was true. Because you can't lust after somebody and love them at the same time. If you love them as a daughter of God, you're not gonna want to mistreat them. You know, your love, perfect love, drives out fear. And the last thing he taught me was to decide to not fear them. Don't fear falling. And when he taught me that step, I felt like a new man. I could see women and not see them. It didn't bother me anymore. No matter, even if they were my type, or if they appealed to me, they were just another person. And I said, this is cool. And I said, who would believe this? That a person can control the way that they feel. I never even thought to consider such a concept. But you can control, you know, the word of God puts you in control of your life. You have the mastery of your life. And you can control your emotions like you want to. If you feel sad, you can turn sadness off and turn on joy. Like you're changing the channel on the television. It's weird. It was astonishing that I was able to do that with the love of God and the peace of God. And I could turn my emotions however I wanted to. They're still my emotions, and I can diminish or increase them however I wanted to do. And for years, I didn't even know how to say what I just said, but I was able to do it. The best thing I would say is you can control your emotions. But I found out you can turn them on, turn them off, turn them up, turn them down, however you want, in your own mind, in your own heart, because we live from the heart. The will is formed in the heart. And then you can, whatever mindset you have, you can control that too, because you can renew your mind. If you renew your mind, you'll be able to do more things. I said, this is easy. This is better. Nobody ever taught me I could do something like that, but the Holy Spirit did. And then I said, well, there are people out there that's much smarter than me. And if I can get them to start listening to the Lord, then they'll be much further along. You know, some people are more dedicated than I am. And I want to get them warned to the Lord and show them how to do these things so they can do better. I'm not jealous of somebody. I want people to do better than me anyway. It's not a competition. But the world out there need people that's wise in the Lord. Not just me. They need everybody. God needs as many people as possible to operate like him, and then he can win more souls. Now, some people will get saved if they hear the gospel. But some people, they'll only get saved if they see people living the life. So if there's more people living the life, there's more people that's going to choose to get saved. But there are some out there, their heart is so hungry and thirsty for the word of God that they quickly respond. Everyone that takes the Lord at his word, you learn things that you won't always expect. And I didn't, you know, I learned a lot of things over the years that I never expected. I was just seeking God to solve the problem. And while we were on it, I had to learn concepts in order to solve the problem. And the concepts were an inspiration for even greater things. So we grow from glory to glory. And then the Lord knew, you know, when your spirit is seeking the Lord its own, it's looking for knowledge. It wants more. It wants to see the things of God. It wants to receive even more if possible. And when people speak by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, even if it don't apply to your need, there's life in it. And you can see where it can bless somewhere else. And you learn things you normally couldn't learn. You learn to receive knowledge that will fit in other places. And it will help you grow from glory to glory. Now, the focus. Every time you learn something from the Lord, if it's new to you, your focus is adjusted. You look at life arise higher. You see things with greater perspective. And you learn to appreciate the things the Lord is saying. And as you're looking higher and great, and you're in the state of reception. And the Lord, and he'll say things that you greatly need. You'll take notes. You're hearing. It may not apply to what you need right now. It may not be on the agenda of your greatest needs that you know of. But it gets in your heart. And you'll forget about it. And one day you'll need it, and the Holy Spirit will cause it to come right back. Because you applied yourself to receive something from the Lord. And that's what I mean when I'm talking about the spirit of the word. Now, you can get it from studying the word. You're receiving information that you may need to be aware of. But when you need it, the Holy Spirit can bring it back. A lot of times I'm ministering, and I remember the concepts of scriptures, and I've forgotten where they are. And I try to quote them. I'll quote the meaning, but not precisely. The Holy Spirit can bring it back with it, the concepts you need to minister God's word. And it can make the difference. When you're in a state of reception, you're seeking, you're knocking, you're asking, and you're learning. You're ever learning, and you're also ever increasing. And if you are receiving the word of God and ever learning and ever increasing, your faith is doing what you're doing. You'll have faith for greater things, greater concepts. Now, the focus. When you're focused on the Lord in that capacity, something good and wonderful happens. You're more apt to learn from the Lord. And you have a ready mind. You can receive from the Lord things that you normally couldn't receive. And you can hear things that you normally wouldn't hear. And because the concepts are greater, God's you value God's word even more so. Now, a lot of times people, they preach the things that people are used to. And a few things, they're not focused on preaching the things that God, the concepts God has given. But sometimes they will. But their main focus is trying to get a few points across about faith or healing or things that's helpful. And when the congregation is not trying to learn the greater concept, they're just trying to survive a normal life, then it doesn't really take a lot of knowledge and wisdom to do it. But if a person is under attack, they're trying to learn. And if you're trying to do something beyond your education level, or if you're trying to do something that's beyond what you would normally do, then you're after more information. For instance, a person that's just trying to live a godly life, they're gonna seek the Lord and learn some things. But a person who is trying to learn how to pastor a church or work at a seminary school, they're looking for greater concepts. They got to solve greater problems. They're looking for more knowledge. And they're trying to find all that, they're trying to learn all they can so that they can minister life to God's people. And they want to be a blessing. And it's commendable. It's a blessing. It's wonderful. But as we value the life of God, and as we learn the concepts that we normally wouldn't even know to ask for, as we learn things like that, we begin to see we can learn even, there's no limit to what God can help us understand. And the limitations start falling off. And our outreaching arms for God's knowledge and wisdom increases. And when all these things start happening, then it gives the Lord something to work with. And the Lord will start teaching us things, that concepts that we can handle. And people who are in a greater mode to learn the concepts of God, Since they're able to grow wiser and stronger, and the Lord will oblige them. And that's what I'm talking about, to ever increase. Now, if a congregation got on board with learning from God one-on-one, and not just to be spoon-fed by the pastor and the Sunday school, but they're seeking the Lord on their own, without the fear of God giving them some work that's going to take them out of the country or something. They just love God and they're seeking Him. They want to do whatever He wants them to do. And they get over the fear of work and the fear of responsibility. But they're just seeking the Lord. And they can learn things. If they have habits they want to kill. Some people don't even try to kill their habits. They don't think that they can, so they just try to survive them. And that's all they want from the Lord, is how to survive this habit and not let it bother me, and live just above the snake line. Well, they want to live just above where Satan can't bother them anymore. I got that from Pierre Stone, to be honest. He taught a message about living above the snake line. On a mountain, snakes don't go so high. And there's a line that they cross. If you cross that line, there are no snakes, because they can't handle the altitude there. Now, because I'm, I don't want to just live above the snake line. I want to know how to destroy all the temptations that Satan can bring me to where I can't be tempted anymore. I want all the things that he would tempt me with to be like cigarettes. I never smoke cigarettes. I hate cigarettes. I hate the smell of them. I can't be tempted with cigarettes, so I don't want. I want. When I used to pray, I said, "Lord, teach me how to view women correctly, so that I won't be tempted, and they'll be like cigarettes. I won't be tempted with them. I won't be tempted with anger. I won't be tempted with." I never had a problem with pride, but I said, I want to hate pride. I want to hate everything that's wrong, the lust of the eye. I don't want everything to catch my eye, and I have to have a new car, a new motorcycle, the newest, the best. I don't want to live that way. I want to, whatever I really want, I'll attain, and I'll pray for it. Now, I don't have any trophies. Whatever I got, I'm going to drive it. I said, when I get a new Mustang, I'm gonna drive to work every day. I'm not gonna sit it in the garage and not use it. And then I eventually die and leave it, and somebody else will drive the dog out of it. No, if I own it, I'm gonna use it. I don't need a trophy car, boat, or motorcycle. If I have it, I'm gonna use it. But I learned the ability to be content. It's a blessing to be content. And it's more fun to focus on learning from God than attaining things. Because when you attain the things, they don't talk to you. It's just more stuff you got to keep up with. But I value my relationship with the Lord far greater. And the concepts that you learn as you endeavor to learn is priceless. And they're not trophies either. They're treasures. These are things I can use in this life. These are things that I can use to be a blessing to other people. Now, it's more important for me to make it count. This is where I need to be on earth doing God's will. This is where I can speak. This is where I can inspire. In heaven, I just do whatever people do in heaven. The people are already there. They're ever learning. They can talk to the Lord at their will, just like we can. But they can see him. They're in a realm of wisdom and purity and holiness and knowledge. They can get all they want. There's an ever-increasing abundance of everything. So whatever that little heart's desire, they can have it. And so can we. But the things of God are more important. That's why we need to keep them first. So I like my life. I want to do more for God. And through these modern technologies, I can preach all around the world and never leave my basic schedule. If I just do something with the internet, do something with the website, do something with the radio broadcast, whatever God give me to do, I'll do something with it. And I'll learn all I can. Now, I believe in helping people learn all they can and grow as much as possible, because it's just important. I don't care about being the smartest, the best, or whatever, or the best looking. I just want to do God's work and get raptured out of here. I want to do God's work as long as I can, and then get raptured out. I would say, and then die and go to heaven, but I really don't want to die. I want to work as long as I can doing God's will, because I'm going to live forever anyway. I'm fine. I got nothing but time. That's my greatest commodity through salvation. And all the things that I don't get to do here, that's fine. I'm going to get to do them anyway. I can last. I'm going to live thousands and thousands times thousands and thousands of years. I'm going to live forever. But this is where I can make a difference. Because every soul that gets to live and go to heaven, there's nothing better than that. Now, Jesse Duplantis said the Lord told him, make me rich. He said, Lord, you already own everything. You're already rich. He said, no, make me rich in souls. Preach my word. And I said, hallelujah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make God rich. I'm going to do all that's in his heart. I set my rudder to sail in God's direction so I can do all that's in his heart. And if I can do that, I'll be most blessed. That's what it's all about. And all the concepts, there are so many things we can do. But people don't seek out them because they don't know that they can. And after going in God's presence and learning things, I say, I don't ever want to go back to the way I was before. When I was just happy to survive the day. I'm thriving in the spirit, and I don't want to stop. And I won't stop, because I found out I don't have to. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.